Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
What's that sound? That's the sound of Downy Unstoppable scent beads going into your washing machine and giving your clothes freshness that lasts all day long. There it is again. It's like music to your ears, or more like music to your nose. That freshness is irresistible. Let's get a Downy Unstoppable bottle shake. And now a sniff solo. Nice. Get 6 times longer lasting freshness plus odor protection with Downy Unstoppables in wash scent beads.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. Happy Monday to you. I hope you had a good one. I'm going to be rolling with you for the next hour. This show gets started every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. Me, I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Our super producer and host, Ryan Hickey, he's holding it down for us in New York City. What a day. What a weekend, man. Olympics are underway. NFL training camps are going on. Basketball, swimming, track and field coming soon. It's just a good time. Major League Baseball trade deadline is tomorrow. Quarterbacks are getting big money. It's the summertime and things are still busy. I want to give a big old thank you to our guest from earlier in the show. Chris Perkins joined us from the Sun Sentinel to talk about Tua Tagovailoa's new deal. We talked about Jordan Love's contract. Patrick Mahomes says he's not worried about anybody else's deal. Aaron Rodgers is upset with the Jets. Well, specifically the New York Jets. In their play on the practice field. He's not upset at them yet. Give it time. He'll be begging to leave sooner than later. I guess. Jaylen Brown is sick of Grant Hill. Grant thinks Grant Hill called him a conspiracy theorist. Man, we talked about a lot. And then right before we went to break, we talked about Dawn Staley, some comments she made about Caitlin Clark. She's like, yeah, Caitlin Clark, if she was playing the way she is now, then maybe there'd be some reconsidering of her making Team USA. They didn't need her. Smacked Japan today. The women did. And so things are pretty busy. If you missed any part of the show, you can hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. You can hit pause. You can take the show with you from your car to your house to work to outside, whatever the hell you do. Thank you to everybody listening on their local affiliates, SiriusXM Channel 158. You can also tune in on a smart speaker by asking it to play the Infinity Sports Network. Yeah, so much going on. Trying to keep up. So all the Olympic action. Out in France. Hickey, you were on the air, and I was traveling, but did you see any of the opening ceremonies this past Friday?
No, I did not.
Any of the highlights? You saw LeBron on the boat, right?
Yeah, I don't want to be a bad guy here.
Here, go. No, I need
I just don't care. To be honest, I love the Olympics, and I've been watching a lot since.
Yeah.
The opening ceremonies, the closing ceremonies, I couldn't care less about at all. And they're all parading in. Yeah. It takes forever. Like, I think it's cooler for the athletes themselves and for you there. But for me to sit, at home watching this on TV, I just would find it very boring.
It's long. It was long.
Very long.
I was traveling, but I felt like it was going on for like 4 or 5 hours. I would check in and I'm like, what's going on here? And what was interesting about it? I don't know. LeBron on the boat.
Right.
It was a nice photo. You saw the photo, right?
Yes.
LeBron on a boat.
The photo was very cool. The outfits were outstanding.
Yeah.
But, it's just the same thing. Boat after boat, new country, okay, who's the flag bearer? There's nothing different. There's nothing captivating about seeing boat after boat of the athletes coming in.
I didn't see any of the performances, none of them. Nothing. I know Celine Dion sang, right? Lady Gaga sang. I didn't see the lighting of the tour. I didn't see any of that. I just saw boats, like what you said, boat after boat after boat. I know that there were some elements of the opening ceremonies that were controversial, some of the show parts and tied into religion and sexuality and what have you. I don't know the details because I did not see it, so I will not go ahead and provide a commentary on it. But I was ready for the action. All right, I mean, we got Simone Biles. Her calf is hurting already, and she's still being amazing. We have Kevin Durant, who just woke up, rolled out of bed, and dropped 23 points out of nowhere after not playing basketball against Serbia. I'm trying to think of what – Hickey, are there any other stories so far? None, right? Is that it? American side?
Yeah, nothing else so far. Nothing with swimming that's been noteworthy. Yeah.
Not track and field hasn't started yet.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, no. Yeah, everybody's waiting to see Noah Lyles. Yeah. Is there another famous American that we can root for? We got to root for him.
When it comes to track and field?
Yeah, it's just him. I mean, Sha'Carri Richardson, I guess, right? On the women's side.
Right. And is it Sydney McLaughlin? She's pretty fast.
Right. I just... Noah just... I don't know. He seen is arrogant the word? And I get it. He goes against the grain. He had the comments about, you know, for whatever reason, he picked out the NBA. It's just, you guys are world champs, so you don't compete against the world. We compete against the world. It's like, okay, yeah, sure. But, like, I don't want to say he's being a fire starter, but I don't know. He just doesn't come, like, some people aren't, I don't care what country you're from. He doesn't come across as a guy that I just want to root for. You know what I'm saying?
No, I hear you. Yeah, there's definitely no, like, Michael Phelps where everyone's tuning in to watch him and rooting for him. You are right in that aspect. But I think it's still fun. I think the events are fun. And maybe, you know, we'll see a star be born and
right.
kind of, you know, build their or start their legacy so that in 2028, you know, there is a name that everyone can rally around and root for and
Man,
be excited about.
We can't have Simone Biles again in Los Angeles, can we? We can't. Right? What is she? How old is she? 27 years old?
Which, what would you say that's like gymnastics years? Is that like...
It's like Tom
60
Brady.
Years old yeah. in yeah, every other sport?
This is like what Tom Brady was doing, yeah. It's like Tom Brady winning with the Buccaneers. It's like, come on, lady. give us a break. You going to show up in L.A.?
And he did want to play 2 years after that, so maybe...
Wow.
You know, two more years? What the hell? Hang on.
Listen. If she's in the Olympics, like Diana Taurasi, she's like, what, 40 years old?
Hey, LeBron Olympics. Already ruled out 2028, so.
Yeah, let's give LeBron credit. LeBron is like, I will not be anywhere near Los Angeles. They can keep the traffic. He'll probably be out in Europe somewhere kicking his feet up on a yacht. At that point, LeBron, my God. In 2028, LeBron will be out of the NBA, right, too? He'll be done?
I would imagine. I mean, yes, I don't want to say I hope so, but I'd imagine so. Yes.
He'll be done. Kevin Durant doesn't strike me as a guy. I don't know. I think Kevin Durant will be done in the next 4 years. It's just, you know, the part about the Olympics as well. Everybody, I don't want to say that things are so much more controversial. I don't know. Can we have like one beloved star? Like, think about that. We talked about Caitlin Clark last hour. She doesn't do anything to anybody, and she's divisive. Like, people have strong opinions about her one way or the other. And I don't know if social media has conditioned us. You got to be this way or this way, or something has to be wrong. Like, really think about this. In sports, whether it's the NFL, NBA, Major League Baseball, is there a beloved figure like in years past? Like, think outside of not liking the guy because he's a winner, like, nobody had no problem with Derek Jeter. You know, people loved Michael Jordan, or they loved to hate him because he was just destroying their teams. But I think the way the world is right now with social media, even the best of the best, you get what I'm saying, Hickey? Like, who's a beloved sports figure where everybody looks at him or her and goes, man, I love that person. It doesn't exist anymore.
I mean, is it sad to say the closest person right now would it be Patrick Mahomes? I wouldn't use the word beloved,
people feel what I don't think. You see, maybe because.
But people don't hate him.
Yeah, he does, unless you're the Raiders, I guess, right?
Yes.
Hanging out with a Kermit the Frog doll. He doesn't hit buttons. You know what I'm saying? Like Tom Brady, you're right. To answer my question, you're right. Because even Tom Brady, did people not like him? He certainly was not beloved, you know, because I don't think people cared. It's just like, here he is. He's old. He's playing. It's whatever. Like me personally, I respected everything that he did. But it got to the point where it's just like, man, go home. Like, go home.
Mahomes, that plus the cheating scandals didn't help. Like, Brady was definitely not beloved. I think he was hated. I think he turned his image around. I would say for a while, he was pretty hated around the league. Winning mostly, but other things too.
Hated for what?
Well, winning, but also, again, like the, I mean, Spygate's not him. It's more Belichick, but like Deflategate, like there was like a connotation of cheating with the Patriots that like I think drove a lot of fans. Like if you were a neutral fan, while I think people say, oh yeah, I'll root for the Chiefs, or I don't hate the Mahomes, so I want to see him win. In the heyday of Tom Brady, I don't think there was anybody outside of a Patriots fan that wanted to see Tom Brady succeed.
Yeah, you wanted to see him lose. But Mahomes is just, it's down the middle, right? Like there's, people feel nothing about him.
Right. It's definitely not hatred. I think you're right about that. Then they also don't love him.
Yeah, they feel nothing. And so there is no beloved athlete. Like, who had a problem with Wayne Gretzky? Nobody. Nobody. You know, you accepted him for who he was, and he's the great one. He's the best. And you just go about your business. I just think everybody is so conditioned nowadays to just, I don't know, be mean, be angry. You know, how about this? Is Steph Curry beloved? Right? I guess he might be the closest guy. Yeah, no.
Is he beloved?
Nice guy?
He's a nice, like...
If you think about the stars in the NBA right now, who's the star? And when I say not beloved, maybe that's too strong. Negativity. Like everything is so negative. What does LeBron James do? LeBron James doesn't do anything. Okay, people can get mad at him. His social media usage is annoying and sub messages and running teams and accountability. Sometimes he'll talk himself into all. But he don't bother anybody. He's not no jerk outside. You know, Kevin Durant, I can understand why people don't like him. Jalen Brown, I can understand people don't like him. Even, yeah, LeBron, I can understand why people don't like him. Has Steph Curry ever given anybody a reason to not be liked? Shimmying on the court? Like, come on.
Throwing his mouthpiece the one time?
Oh, yeah. Then nobody cared. Who cares? Most people don't even remember that. They don't. It's just we live in such a world where we have somebody like Caitlin Clark doesn't bother anybody, hasn't said or done anything controversial, and is just ran through the ringer. You know, maybe you got to come from another country. Maybe you got to be Shohei Ohtani. Show up, be good at your job. Don't talk or speak to anybody, at least the public. Maybe you got to be Shohei Ohtani to just go through life being the best and not be criticized. Because it's just facts. When you're at the top of what you do, there's going to be critics. There's going to be people coming at your neck. They're going to be people who are critical. That's life. That's life when you have success. That's definitely life when you're a public figure. And trying to find and identify a star for the Olympics, for USA, who are the biggest stars? It's probably LeBron James. You can probably go ahead and look at Simone Biles. And that's it. And they're on the old side. Like, where are the young stars? You know, Noah Lyles comes across as just an arrogant guy looking to pick a fight. I don't know. I want to find somebody that I can really, you know, get behind and root for Team USA. Help me find somebody. I'll be paying attention. I'll try. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network, 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. I'm going to be looking for somebody to root for through the Olympics. I need you to know that you need to thank O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Your guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. We're going to take a break. When we come back on the other side, I think I found someone who's loved. I think so. Well, maybe it's the love of money. I'll explain on the other side of the break. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. Don't move.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Trying to find athletes who are universally loved. Someone with Team USA I can root for. Besides, I don't know, Simone Biles and LeBron. Like, who else is there to root for? I don't know. I figure it out. This portion of the show is brought to you by Ethos Life, the easy way to get life insurance in 10 minutes. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam and just a few health questions. Get your free quote at checkethos.com. This is not available in all states. Trying to find a solution, try to find people that are beloved and appreciated and liked. I'll figure it out. I'll get there. 855-212-4227. 855-212-4227. Scott is calling from California. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's going on with you, Scott?
Hey, JR, I really, really like the show. You keep it clicking and you keep it moving along. I'm a long-suffering Viking fan.
Oh, no.
Everyone I've heard is picking us to be dead last in the NFC North again.
Yeah.
But so with that said, do you believe that home games in the NFL are important? I mean, they're good for 3 points, so they're important to be the home crowd and all that.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes. The answer is yes, sure.
Okay, so my question then is, the Vikings, why do we have to go to London and play Detroit, and we have to eat the home game for that? And then our next week is, you know, the bye week, week six. I mean, we couldn't give them, you know, Detroit and the Packers, you know, two playoff teams, but they give it to the Vikings in Detroit, and it cost the Vikings a home game.
Well, I'm gonna look into how that is set up. Because for the most part, I know that teams, in the case of the Jacksonville Jaguars, like, they request to go out to London. And they've been doing that for a long time because, I mean, before they got Trevor Lawrence, let's be real, they could have a hiccup here or there, but they ain't necessarily a sellout in that crap hole of a stadium that they're getting ready to renovate and fix up. So I'm going to look into how and why that gets selected that way as to who's the home team and who's the away team. But if I were you, Scott, I wouldn't worry too much about that. What do you expect from the Vikings this year? You think one home game is going to make a difference between them winning the Lombardi?
I'm just going to complain about everything. No, we still have to figure out, you know, what Sam Darnold can do and when J.J. McCarthy might be ready.
Well, I know what forget that. I know what Sam Darnold can and can't do. I think we've had enough of a sample size of the guy. I mean, from when he got drafted in the NFL, and at this point, he's been around for, what, 6-7 years? Come on.
Yeah. I appreciate it, but,
no
you know,
problem, Scott.
Goal, and we'll continue to fight. Take care, Jer.
Yeah, good luck. Thank you, Scott, for calling from California. There's nothing to watch with the Vikings this year. Nothing outside of trying to see what J.J. McCarthy ends up being. That's it. What else is there to figure out? What is there to look forward to? Nothing. Nothing. Is J.J. McCarthy going to be throwing the rock around, or is he going to be handing it off like he's back at Michigan? Come on. 855-212-4227. Tommy's calling from New Orleans. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Tommy?
Hey, JR. It's been a minute, man. Good to hear your voice. I had a suggestion for you as to who to root for, maybe in the Olympics on the American side. And she's on the team with Simone. It's Jordan Chiles. I think she's
UCLA, right? Jordan. She dances to Beyonce.
Yeah.
I know who.
Maybe a relation. I'm not really sure. But she seems to be coming into her own, and certainly appears to me to have all the capacity to handle that kind of leadership position and become the face of the Olympics for us over here in the United States. So
now, she's doing all the same competition. I don't know if they're on the same team. Does she do all the same?
Yeah, JR. I would call Simone's QB1.
Right.
I would call Jordan QB2. At a minimum, and pushing for the QB1 job. That's how I would put it.
Okay, and I believe, I know she's from out west, and
I think she's from Washington, the state of Washington. Yeah.
So we'll be able to see her in 2028 in California.
I hope so. She's really fantastic.
She's 23, so she'll also be ancient. We'll see what happens, Tommy.
All right, boss. Take care. Congratulations on everything, man. Bye.
Oh, thank you so much, Tommy, for calling from New Orleans. I don't know, maybe, I feel like in athletics, and not athletics in the sense of, the Olympics, we see athletes, they're competing older and longer into their careers. So maybe it's the same thing here at the Olympics. I don't know. Maybe the gymnast, Simone Biles, is helping to break things down. Maybe you can now be 27, 28, and be at tip-top shape. Man, I feel like they used to discard gymnasts. Like, hey, you turn 22, take a hike. You're 21, get out of here. New age, new era. 855-212-4227. Susan is here from Massachusetts. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Susan?
Hi, JR. How you doing?
I'm very well. How are you?
Good. Oh, I wish he was an American. Who would it be?
You wish someone was...
I wish he was an American because he'd be one of the most beloved athletes, Roger Federer.
Yeah, he's Swiss. Yeah.
I mean it. I've seen him in action a couple of years ago. He was on crutches, He tried to come back. He couldn't do it.
Yeah.
I've seen him with the fans. And what I couldn't believe, he was surrounded, but he talked to almost everybody. And he asked them, and I videotaped him. He asked about their families, how their kids were doing, what grade they're in. What happened? I'm saying to myself, wow. And he's authentic, Jaya. I think you know him, right? He's authentic.
Do I know what? I've never met Roger Federer. I've watched.
I would love you to interview. What an interview that would be. He's smart, right. Jaya.
Yeah,
he's
I know.
He's very smart.
I'd have to find.
Another thing.
Okay, Susan, go ahead.
One other thing.
Yeah.
He has a school that he's been doing since he's been 22 in Africa.
Right.
And he took all his kids to there to see how the schools were coming, how the teachers were coming. And the kids loved it. He wants kids to know everything about everything that's going on in the world. He's a great father.
Yeah.
And another thing.
Yes.
He was supposed to be at Wimbledon this year, but his kids were crying. We got to go see Taylor Swift. Dad, please. He says, I made a commitment to Wimbledon.
Let me tell you something, Susan.
What?
The fact that we have to look at another athlete and wish that he was an American first of all, God bless Roger Federer. I certainly enjoyed watching him for the better part of 20 years. I wish he was still playing. His knees are done. He's old.
I know.
We saw Djokovic.
Hold on,
Susan. We saw Djokovic. And
he's
still competing, and he knocked off. Yeah, but Djokovic, nobody likes him, and he knocked off Nadal early.
I do.
You're one of the few people who like Djokovic. But here's the larger overall point, Susan.
Okay.
The fact that you have to look at someone who is retired and is not an American and wish that they were an American to root for pretty much nails my point.
But that's my point, hon. People love him anywhere. When he comes to New York, I got my shoes with him and Michael Jordan. They did a pair of shoes together. They both did the shoes together.
Well, Susan, let me tell you this. I'm gonna thank you for calling from Massachusetts. Okay. I'm gonna try to get together with Hickey, and then we're gonna. And thank you, Susan. Appreciate you. Hickey, do you think we can help get Roger Federer a citizenship permanent status? Do you think we could do that?
Oh, it should be pretty easy. Yeah, I think just, you know, we'll run it through customs. We'll get that, you know, green lighted. And then probably by next year, maybe he can be, you know, back in this country. And maybe by 2028, he can be the flag bearer.
I know I said us, but can you do it by yourself? Like, I got no stroke.
What the hell? I'll do? I'll call up the French. Uh-huh. They got Embiid a passport pretty quickly, it seemed
like. Get advice? You gonna get advice?
Right. How can we get a special exemption for a guy that we just want for athletics and athletics only?
Now, man, they hate Embiid. Did you see them booing him everywhere? They hate him.
Ridiculous.
They booed him getting off the bus. They booed him in the arena. Do you think he wants to even go back? Like, he has citizenship. He's going to go back there and do what? Like, go on vacation? Like, I don't know if that's a good idea for Joel Embiid.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Wasn't he given citizenship basically for the sole purpose to play for the basketball team?
Yes. Must be nice being 7-1 playing basketball, right?
Just very true.
Yeah. It's special exemption. That's what they call it.
Perks that you would never think you could get. Now you can get. But who are the French? Who are you to boo Embiid because he didn't want to play for a country that he owes nothing to? Well, that's ridiculous.
You boo the country instead? I mean, boo Macron? Is that what they should have done?
Like, not boo him. The offer? Give like an NIL offer?
Yeah. Like, boo the guy who granted him citizenship. Come on. Now, it must be nice to be able to write to a president and go, hey, you mind if I can, you know, get citizenship so I can play for your basketball team? What are we doing here? They're booing the wrong guy. Don't boo Embiid. Boo the president. He ain't got better things to worry about. Come on now. It's crazy. And Marco Belletti is here. Marco, you know, we were talking about athletes. And just right now in the States, and just I think a lot of this is with social media. Like, we don't have, there's not like a beloved athlete that everybody just rallies around and loves and just, oh, that's the guy. LeBron James, some people like him, some people can't stand him. It's just, Caitlin Clark doesn't bother anybody. You'd think she'd be a figure that everybody rallies around, and she's controversial. She doesn't do anything. We talked about Noah Lyles. This man is supposed to kind of take the mantle and be the next great sprinter, you know, for the Team USA. And then he's just kind of rankles people the wrong way. You think this is social media, or we just, what do you think the deal is?
Yeah, I think it's a little bit of that. I think what social media has done has brought us more together in a way, because it's as big as everything is. Back when you didn't know what was going on, everything felt smaller. Now it feels like it's, you know, smaller in the regards that we all know what everybody's thinking. And once you know what everyone's thinking, you find out that everybody sucks. And that's what comes down to basically what this is because we're never going to all agree because people like being miserable. And that's the bottom line.
So much negativity. Like, everything is negative.
Yeah, I mean, like,
everything is next.
You think back to, like, you know, when it's a long time ago, but like when Mike Tyson owned the world, right? And it really was. It was the world that he owned. And you couldn't go anywhere without knowing Mike Tyson. The world was a lot bigger because we had no idea what was going on past like three streets that we could walk to, right? And everybody seemed to agree that we knew what the big things were. Now that we kind of know what everybody's thinking, you get into the malaise of the fact that we all seem to enjoy being annoyed and miserable and negative. We don't want to love anything. We want to tear it down. It sucks.
Yeah, this world's... Well, thank Marco. That's so dark. Damn.
Is it, though?
Dark.
Like but I mean, like, am I pointing out something that we don't know?
Everything is negative?
Yeah. It's a shame, but yeah, it becomes, it almost feels like people enjoy being negative. It's easier to be negative.
Can I go somewhere else? No, right?
I don't think there's anywhere to go. That's the problem. Like, there's nowhere to go. There's not. You can't hide this anymore. And that's what sucks.
The guy who wants. I don't want to go to Mars.
Well, I don't know. I've never been there, so I don't want to put it down, man.
I heard it takes a year. Well, I think it takes a year and a half to get there.
It might. There's a breathing issue. Like, I don't. But I don't want to. I don't want to get on that because I don't know. It could be better. There seems to be nobody there. That's a good start. That's a positive.
Is there a country that has not embraced the internet?
I don't believe so. I don't believe so.
I got to find the country that still believes in people. You know, just like having a chat with a person. And maybe they get on the internet once a day instead of being attached to it all day.
It really does suck because when you think about it, when you talk to a person one-on-one, it's really not that hard and it's not that different. It's just that we don't do that anymore. We try to avoid one-on-one. We all like to, it's easier to do it where it's a text or whatever. And the one-on-one we're okay with, and once you make it out to everybody, we're all negative. It sucks.
I bet you the country that utilizes the internet the most, I bet you they're the happiest country. I bet you they're the happiest country. Just living their lives, and that's what I'm gonna go live in the woods somewhere, in an island. And I guess it's not the woods. It'd be at that point, it'd be the lush forest. I got to find that
jungle.
Place.
You want to?
Yeah,
we get in
not?
Like Gilligan's Island. We get in like the big jungle.
I want to do Castaway, but happy. Okay. Does that make sense? No.
No, that sounds decent. I'm just wondering if I can like hang on the other side of the island, throw you a coconut every once in a while. Could I hang somewhere where it's desolate or no?
Nah.
No, you don't want me there either. I appreciate it. All right, thanks.
You go find your own island.
And we're back to negative.
I guess I just proved your point. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. You know, we got Don from Milwaukee. Don, go ahead quickly. Please, Don, quickly.
Quickly? Okay. Hey, you're not going to live in the woods. You're too much of a city slicker, JR. Anyhow, my quick comment, I'm going to be negative. I'm sorry.
Oh, thanks.
This Ohshani, this baseball player, that Japanese baseball player, Ohshani, whatever his name is.
Yeah, Ohshani, yes.
Right. No one can tell me that his interpreter took that money and gambled with it, and Ohshani didn't know nothing about it. Look, Ohshani knows he's not supposed to gamble, and he's playing ignorant, you know. If anyone believes that baloney, I'll sell you the Brooklyn Bridge.
Okay, Don. Thank you for calling from Milwaukee. Okay, all right. All right. Okay. All right. Hickey, you know Ohshani?
I know Ashanti. Okay. Are they related?
No, I don't.
No.
Marco Belletti, who? Ohshani?
See, yeah. Ohshani? See, and you yelled at me. See?
Me? Right? I yelled at
me.
For what?
I'm dark. I'm negative. Right. It's me, right? Okay.
And he was, he was about, he's been living under a rock for what, 4 months now? Where's he been?
4 months.
He doesn't even know the guy's name, Ohshani.
How many MVPs do you have?
Shohei Ohshani? I don't know. I don't know. Wherever Shohei Ohshani is playing baseball, I need to go find him because that guy's in his own world. That's where I need to be. Damn, Aaron Judge is still hitting more home. What a guy. He has a full season's worth of numbers already. What a guy. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to come back. Start to wrap things up. I'm going to tell you about a few things that took place this day in sports history.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
The JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Oh, man, we're going to have a busy show tomorrow, especially with the Major League Baseball trade deadline at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. The trade deadline coincides with the start of the JR Sport Brief Show. And so it should be interesting. We saw a lot of moves over the past several days, even today. Kikuchi is going from the Jays to Houston, the Mariners. A couple of days ago, they get a Rosarena. Now they also have Justin Turner. Well, I got to be honest, man. His best days are behind him. And we'll see what other pitchers get moved around and what happens. I'm sure there's going to be a whole lot more moves between now and the start of my show tomorrow. Thank you to Major League Baseball for making and keeping things interesting. Also, Just kind of keep checking in on the Olympics and what have not and what's going on. 855-212-4227. Ellis is calling from Dallas. You're on the JR Sport Brief show. What's up, Ellis?
Hey, what's up, JR, man? Keep doing your thing. You know, a long time. Yeah, I listen to you. I didn't call you. You know, I ain't call you in a minute, though. But the person I think they ain't messing with right now, you got to think about Katie Ledecky, man.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
She's swimming. She's the biggest swimmer, I would say, represent USA, yeah.
But they ain't criticizing her, though. You feel what I'm saying?
But it's hard. Does she have that level of fame to be? I get it. I said something wrong. I mean, does she? Is she at LeBron's level of awareness? Is she at Simone Biles' level? I would say she's right underneath both of them.
Hey, but I'm saying it was Michael Phelps before he got caught with that bone situation. Remember that?
Michael Phelps, what situation? What?
He got caught with that bone situation.
Oh, bong. I thought you said something else. Listen, Ellis, don't nobody look. Michael Phelps is one of the most decorated human beings to ever jump into the Olympics. I think he has 23 golds. So, look.
How many Kennedy Ledecky got?
Yeah, 7. I just looked it up.
Yeah, okay.
There's nothing to take it away, but is she the most famous swimmer representing America? The answer is yes. But when it comes to most people, I would say outside of the Olympics, or people would say, "Oh yeah, she's a swimmer. What do you know about her?" And be like, "I don't know." So,
I don't know. Yeah, I understand, man. Hey, that's how I want to bring out Kyle. You had me over here thinking. I'm like, I'm trying to think.
Yeah, well, there's nobody. It's Simone Biles, LeBron James, and everybody else. Thank you, Alex. Appreciate you, man.
Keep on doing what you're doing, fam.
I will. Thank you so much. Appreciate you.
All right.
No doubt. Yeah, I'm not. See, Hickey, now I feel negative because I'm like, hey, Katie Ledecky, people know her, but I'll put it to you this way. If she was in a Wheaties commercial and they didn't flash up her name or just making, you know, insinuation that she's a swimmer, Katie Ledecky could walk past me today and I wouldn't know who she is. I'm a bad guy now? I'm a bad guy?
I mean, I think she's more well known than that.
Okay.
Is she Michael Phelps level?
No.
I mean, if you take out NBA players just because, again, everyone knows them, would you say for this Olympics, for Team USA, is she the second most?
Behind Simone?
Would you say? Recognizable athlete in these games?
I don't know, man. Coco Gauff, maybe?
Maybe. Sha'Carri Richardson, maybe?
Yes, Sha'Carri probably. And more so, and that her reasons are probably negative, too.
She missed 2021, right?
Well, it was the last, in Tokyo because of the drug test. Yes.
Right.
And
so
she was very combative after the fact.
Yes.
And she was in the news for a lot of negative reasons.
Right now, it's kind of a tough, almost in-between period, it feels like.
Wow. You know what, man? Negativity sells, Hickey. I'm going to start kicking
Welcome
people.
To media.
You think I should start making stuff up and saying nasty things?
Let me tell you, this show would... You think it's off the rails now, man. You want to see JR just go totally negative, make stuff up? Woo!
I would be good at it if I wanted to. I should. Give me somebody I should slander tomorrow. Give me a suggestion. You won't be considered an accomplice. People won't remember.
Oh, you know what? Slander Dak Prescott tomorrow.
You got it. Piece of cake. And then a guy on TV who did that for a lot. Yeah, there's a couple of people do that. Yeah, good advice. Anyway, let's go back in time.
Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again.
It's time for This Day in Sports History.
You see, back in those days,
we had radio and you couldn't see anything. And it was primitive and lousy and we liked it.
On the JR Sport Brief Show.
I wish I was 50 years younger and I'd kick your ass.
Yeah, let's go back in time. To 1996, it was the Olympics. Michael Johnson. In Atlanta, here, down the block from me. He won the 400-meter dash. Listen, from ABC, NBC.
To make Olympic history, Michael must first win the 400. Michael Johnson with his first step toward track immortality. Michael Johnson taking it out fairly casually right now as they swing around the back stretch. Now he's picked it into gear, and Michael Johnson reaches back. Now through the straight, and Michael Johnson opens up a huge advantage. Michael Johnson is
successful, and he's cruising for the finish. Michael Johnson coming home all by himself. Michael Johnson is halfway to history.
43-49, a new Olympic record for Michael Johnson.
Yeah, that man was running around them gold shoes. You remember that? And now he's working for BBC. Also, 1996 at the Olympics, Carl Lewis, he won his fourth gold medal in the long jump. This is also NBC.
Trying to tie Al Order for four consecutive gold medals in a single event, 35-year-old Carl Lewis. Oh, this is the first time I have seen him run down the runway for real this entire year. And look at his reaction. He knows he just caught a big one. 27 feet, 10 and a half inches for Carl Lewis into the lead by more than a foot.
And at that time, it was his ninth overall gold medal. He got a lot of gold. Shout out to Carl Lewis from Texas. Okay, let's go to 2003. Bill Miller. Remember him? He played for the Red Sox and a bunch of other teams. This man hit two grand slams in the same game from two opposite sides of the plate. Listen to this from MLB.
2-2 pitch. Scott in the air to deep left field. Back to the wall goes Spencer. That one is gone. It's a grand slam. The first one allowed by a Ranger this season. And it comes off the bat of Bill Miller.
Powell kicks and deals. There's a swing and a high fly ball to deep right field. Marcus Thames is back at the wall. It is gone. Another grand slam for Bill Miller. His second of the game. It's his third home run. He has nine runs batted in. An unbelievable performance for the Red Sox third baseman.
The man hit three home runs in the game. The Red Sox won 14-7. He hit three home runs total. Forget the grand slams. But that's two grand slams and another home run. It's a hell of a game. Sign me up. Can't get the ball out the outfield. Anyway, we'll be back with you tomorrow, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. Okay, if you missed any portion of the show, you can go ahead and hit rewind on the Free Odyssey app. Thank you for listening. Thank you also to Chris Perkins for joining us from the Sun Sentinel. The JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network is done. Enjoy the Olympics. Be positive, okay? Root for somebody. Root for the Americans. And if you're in Canada, root for the Canadians. We love you too, okay? Don't move. Bart Winkler coming up next. Thank you so much to super producer and host Ryan Hickey. Y'all be cool, be smooth, be safe, be well.